Is it time for performance-linked fees in active mutual funds? We have repeatedly shown that most active mutual funds struggle to beat category benchmark. This is not just a trend seen in large cap funds. In fact, we have shown that active large cap mutual funds versus Nifty 100 performance analysis is quite bad in terms of the performance of active large cap mutual funds. Contrary to popular belief, the trend is also seen among mid cap funds as well. Only 3 out of 28 mid-cap mutual funds have consistently bet the Nifty Mid-Cap 150. While active small-cap funds manage to beat the small-cap index, they come up short compared to a mid-cap index, which is why we had written an earlier article stating why investing in small-cap mutual funds does not make sense. Aggressive hybrid funds also are no exceptions, and which is why we badly believe we need an aggressive hybrid index fund fast. The biggest grouse against an active fund is its high fee, is the same regardless of performance. A fund can go for years and years without beating the benchmark, but it would still earn the same high fee and increase it. While this model will not disappear anytime soon, small fund houses or even new ones can consider adopting a performance-linked fee model for their active mutual funds. How would this work? Suppose an active fund is launched with a fee of about 1.5% per year for the direct plan. This fee is deducted from the NAV since inception on a daily basis. If after a year of trading, the fund has beaten its benchmark, say by a margin of at least 0.25% after expenses, it can charge the same 1.5% next year as well. If the fund has fallen short, the next year's TER is reduced by, say, half to 0.75%. Please note, I'm not saying all active funds should follow this way or that way that the regulator should impose this. I feel such a performance-linked fee structure should be offered as a variant by at least some fund houses.